Hey, my money's gonna get better. My family's getting better. Thank you, Jesus. I won't wait to shout. I'll praise you like it's already done. I just believe that you're turning my sad days into glad days, God. Hey, the curtains are opening. I feel better because, God, you are. Specialize in repeat performances. Yeah, I know you can do it again.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
When you have a revelation of the love that God has for you, it just takes the fear out of you, because everything that Jesus did for you, he did it because he loves you. He loves you more than you can even imagine. In fact, the love of God is beyond our ability to really understand it fully. It passes knowledge. But you know, the devil tried to blind our minds so much to how much God really loves us that people really don't see it and they don't believe that God really loves them. But if you knew how much God loved you and all the blessings that he wanted to pour on you, that he's waiting on you to get in position to receive all of this love that he has, I'm going to tell you, take all the fear out of you. Praise God. I'm believing God will give that to you. Amen. The Lord is their strength. He is the saving strength of his anointing. I tell your neighbor, say, the Lord is my strength.
The Lord is my strength.
Let me say, the Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my light.
The Lord is my light.
The Lord is my salvation.
The Lord is my salvation.
The Lord is my shield.
The Lord is my shield.
He pretty big, ain't he?
Yes.
He can be all of that to you and not even sweat.
Amen.
He ain't even struggling to be all of that. I'm going to tell you, he all that and more.
Yes.
Amen. When he say he is shield, that's exactly what he means. When he say he's your shepherd, that's exactly what he means. When he says he's your light, that means that he wants you in light. He don't want you in darkness. When he says he's your salvation, that means he wants you to be free, completely free from everything. He is your deliverance. The Lord is. Amen. Everybody say, I got a helper. Tell your neighbor again, say, the Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper.
I'm not going to fear anything.
I
not only don't fear men, I just don't fear anything. Don't be scared of losing your job. Don't be scared of losing your children. Don't be scared of losing whatever. Don't have any fear in your life about anything. The Lord knows how to take care of you. If one door closed, he just opened up another one. How many of you know if one door closed, he just opened up another door? You know, that door you walked through wasn't the last door in your life. And it wasn't the end of God's ability to bless you. If he opened up the door you're already in, he can open up another door that's bigger, greater, and wider, and stronger, and everything. He opened up the door you're in right now, didn't he? How'd you get where you're at now?
Lord.
The Lord opened the door for you. All right, if he opened that door, won't he do it again?
Yes.
Any scripture in the Bible say you're only entitled to one door open?
No.
I find out Jesus is the door.
Yes.
If he's the door, he can open as many doors as he wants. And he can open a door that no man can shut, close a door that no man can open. I'm going to tell you, he's awesome. Don't be afraid of anything. We Well, I'm just scared this is going to happen. Don't fear that. If it ain't the will of God, don't be afraid of it. Just take a stand against it and say, nope, it'll not be that way. Nope, I do not accept that. No, I don't receive that. That's not the will of God. I'm not going to have that. Because you have the ability to choose life or death, blessing or cursing. Now choose life. Make a choice every day to live. Make a choice every day. Nope, I'm going to have the will of God today. Amen? All right, go to Isaiah. Look at verse number 10 in chapter number 41. Isaiah 41:10, and this is the last scripture. Listen to this. Now get this. Hear what the Lord is saying now. Fear thou not. This is going to summarize everything I've been telling you. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. The word dismayed means to be petrified with fear. It means to be uneasy. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes. I will what? Help thee. Yes. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, who is the right hand of his righteousness? It is Jesus. See, he's going to, all your help come from the Lord. Listen to what he says now. I'm with you, his presence. Don't be dismayed. I am your God. You belong to me. I will strengthen you. In other words, he's going to give you his strength for your weakness. I will help you. He's going to aid and assist. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Listen to this. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. Oh, you see what happened? You make the Lord your trust. All they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Oh, my, my, my. This is why you ain't got to be afraid. God knows how to deal with the enemies that come against you. Thou shalt seek them. Oh, you gonna look for them. Thou shalt seek them and not find them. They looking for me. They're not going to find me. I'm going to look for them, and I can't find them. But they can't find me because I'm hidden with God. Yeah. I can't find them because they've been destroyed. Yeah. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. Sickness, disease, poverty, tribulation, trouble, financial problems, family problems, no matter what it is, however the devil has formed a weapon against you, the Lord is saying right here, it's going to be like nothing. But you got to trust in him. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. Give him your right hand right now. I'm going to hold your right hand. That means he's going to hold on to you. Amen. Glory to God. You know what? There's nothing more assuring to a child when they sense trouble than to have their parent get a hold of them. That's a place of comfort. It's a place of security, a place of rest, a place of peace. He said, I will hold your right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. So God will grab you by the hand and say, I'm going to help you. He may not be helping anybody else, but I know somebody he's going to help. He's going to help me. If don't nobody else get help, guess who's going to get some help? You got to have that. Say, look, if the Lord don't help nobody else, he's going to help me. The Lord done gave me his word. He's going to help me. So I'm expecting his help. The Lord is going to be involved in my life. He'll talk to me. He said, fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord. and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. You got a helper tonight. I just want to tell you that you need to put that in your mouth and keep it there, no matter what you're facing. When the devil say, what you going to do about that? You say, I got a helper. I got somebody helping me. Who's helping you? Well, the Lord is helping me. Well, let them laugh. You're going to have the last laugh. Amen. Because the Lord going to set you up on a rock and you're going to look down on them singing. So just go ahead and sing right in front of them. Praise the Lord. His mercy endureth forever. You don't know what to sing in front of your enemies? Just do that little tune right here. Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. They'll get confused right there. They won't know how to take you. They'll say, what's wrong with him? He lost his mind? No, I ain't lost my mind. I found my mind. Amen. You ain't in your right mind because you don't know who you just came against. You didn't come against me. You came against the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me give y'all a tune. I want y'all to leave here singing it. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. Every time your trouble come up, you say, praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. This is exactly what I've been teaching tonight, is exactly what happened in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. They had three enemies that came against them. You know how sometimes devil gang up on you, get an unholy pack coming against you. Sometimes every time you turn around, it seems like you're getting hit. But the devil done ganged up on you. But you know what Jehoshaphat did? Jehoshaphat went and told the Lord about his trouble, didn't mention him no more. He told him about his problem one time and said, Lord, these people here come to kick us out of the inheritance that you blessed us with. He said, but you told us that if trouble ever came, all we had to do was call on you and you would hear and help. Lord, you said you were going to help us. You said if we was ever in any kind of trouble, all we had to do was call on you that you was going to hear us and you was going to help us. Then he got the old nation together, and they all began to worship, and they began to sing and worship God. They fell on their face worshiping God. Then the Holy Ghost said, this ain't even your battle. You ain't gonna even need to fight in this, because they helped them come. See, when they help showed up, God said, I got this one. You're not gonna need to fight in this battle. This battle is not your battle. This is the Lord's battle. And then the Lord gave them a strategy. When we are declaring the Lord is our help, we still have to pray. We still have to worship. We still have to praise. We still have to do the things that are pleasing to God. And in the midst of us doing those things, then the Holy Ghost will give us the help we need, many times in an instruction. Amen. Do this. Call this person. Go here. Then you are divinely ordered by God. So now it ain't just you showing up. Because you're obeying God, now you got all heaven behind you.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off.